Well, welcome everybody to our Passport, this year's final Sunday of our missionary conference, and we're excited that you are here. And I'd like to introduce our very first speaker, Brooke Seekins. Her official title, get this, advisor to the National Grace Youth Department of Africa. That's a lot of work to do. But Brooke is going to come with us. She's been a missionary, short-term missionary, started in 2001. She just went over there for a short period of time, and then God really worked on her heart and began to change things. And since 2004, she has been full-time on the mission field, involved mainly with children and mostly with youth, and also works with band camps and does a lot of different music retreats and music opportunities for those in Africa. So would you please give Brooke a warm Rush Creek welcome.
Well, good morning. The title actually is Mshauri wa Idara ya Vijana la Kanisa la Neema Tanzania. But he said it in English and you understood him, right? So that, yeah. Well, it's good to be back here again. And I want to put this picture in your mind so that you remember it very well. The ministry that I do in Tanzania is, it's called YIELD, or Wherever I Go. And that's the logo and the acronym of my ministry. And what YIELD stands for is Youth Instructed in Evangelism, Leadership, and Development. Now, we're going to give you a test on that later, so I want you to remember all of, but that's what it stands for. And my request to you is that when you see a YIELD sign, will you please pray for the ministry in Tanzania? And let that just be a reminder to you. And kids, are you here? Kids? Yeah? What are you going to do when you see a YIELD sign? You're going to pray for me. We're going to talk more about it in Kidmo, though, so I think you'll remember then. So here's your first geography for lesson for today. Tanzania is in East Africa. We have actually 70 Grace churches in Tanzania, and the main ministry that I have is actually working on trying to get some sort of youth program in all 70 churches over there, and that's easier said than done. Just trying even to get a Sunday school class for youth or a Wednesday night Bible study, something like that. And that's one of the big jobs that I have. I work with a team of pastors and evangelists, and I even left while I'm here in the States. They're traveling around visiting with pastors and elders, trying to explain to them what a youth ministry would look like in their local church. So that's one of our big ministries. Another big thing we do is youth camp. Every month of June, they have school off, and so we run camps for kids that are ages 13 to 25. But I forgot to explain, youth in Tanzania is actually anybody 13 to 35. And so that's a huge percentage of all the churches that we have in Tanzania. So we limited camp to the younger people so that they would actually play all the games and things like that. But that's a huge ministry that we have. Last year, we led over 100 kids to the Lord through our youth camps. And it's an extreme ministry, but it's also very rewarding. And so, get this technical. And what's cool about youth camp, the first time, I think I was here, I don't know how many years ago, 2004, 2005, and we were recruiting, and even I know Jim Gamble came from here and stuff, and back then, our staff was all Americans teaching Tanzanians how camp looked like. Now, as you can see, it's all Tanzanians being counselors for camp. So that's been a cool thing to be able to have counselors that are nationals working with the kids. But we are still we would love to have teams come over and help us do workshops, help teach lessons, do all the prep work, stapling, pinning. But one of the things with all those national counselors is my biggest project that I have this year, and I want to share it with you, is that we would invite you to sponsor one of our national camp counselors. It costs me $120 per counselor to feed them, to transport them to staff training and to camp. I give them a t-shirt, we buy them like toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, things like that for when they do camp, a flashlight, and then at the end we give them a very small thank you gift of like $10 just to say, hey, thanks for doing your ministry at camp. And so if you're interested in doing that, you can pick up, there's brochures back on my table, or you can even talk to me about that later. You can sponsor one of our camp counselors, $120 for a summer. We have, this year, our goal is to have 40 camp counselors. So you can do the math on that. That's a big project. And those are all Tanzanian men and women who are the counselors for camp. So please pray about that. Another big thing is a worship seminar. You guys have an awesome band up here. We're recruiting, guys. Next May, we'll be doing a seminar teaching them how to read and write music, something they don't know how to do. They sing wonderfully, but they don't know how to read and write music. And teaching them how to play even minor chords, which they sing, but they don't know how to play. And so it's something that we're working on. Every couple years, we run a worship seminar with all of our musicians. I know you guys have a choir. They're going to sing this afternoon, but in a typical church like this in Tanzania, you'd probably have four or five choirs every Sunday morning. And each of those choirs writes their own music, except for the little kids. And so every Christmas, we have 70 to 100 brand new songs written just in our churches alone. And none of that is recorded anywhere. And so eventually, when they're starting to learn how to read and write music, we want to be able to save some of the music and some of the songs that they've written and maybe make a songbook out of it someday. So that's just one of the things that we're doing. Another thing, through all of the camps and other seminars that we do a lot of abstinence training, True Love Waits. And so I've been able to see a lot of fruit from that through weddings with the kids that have weddings and stuff. And so through that, we've started to, I attend as many weddings as I can. And they're always like, oh, we would like you to come. We're going to get married next October. Can you come to our wedding? And so I try and if I can make it, I can make it. And they just love to have me there. But through that, we've also started collecting a lot of wedding dresses. I have about 10 of them at my house right now. And it's really, I'm single, which is kind of, yeah, even more interesting. But yeah, we go and they can rent them for like $10, and we go and help them, the bride, get dressed before her special day and things like that. So that's just another cool thing. That's actually a fruit of the ministry that we've been doing in Tanzania. So my biggest thing, though, is I'm here and I'm recruiting. Help wanted. You guys can all read that, right? There's brochures back there that list these things. But we have some big ministries that we're recruiting help for. The first one, camp. I'm looking for kids that are high school seniors or older, college age. If you're too old, you won't make it. It's an extreme mission trip, 5 to 6 weeks every single June. You're going to come help. You're not going to be a counselor, but you're going to be teaching workshops, sharing the gospel, hanging out with the kids, sleeping in the village. And it's really, really life-changing. So if you can come, please come. If you can't come, pass the word on. Grandma and grandpa often are the ones that tell granddaughter and grandson about camp, and then I get a letter, hey, my grandma said you have camp. Can I come help you? So please pass the word on and recruit for me and pray that God would raise people up every year for that. We're also recruiting for worship seminar. They play keyboard, bass guitar, electric guitar. They would love to learn their drums. They don't have them yet. They play local drums, but also sound and vocalist. So you can do that. That's not near as extreme as camp. It's a three-week mission trip, and that'll be in May 2016. And then I'm looking at all the pastors and elders out here. A lot of you can teach. We're also recruiting people to come help us run a pastor's conference over there to refresh our pastors and their wives. To remind them of some key doctrinal things. Prosperity gospel is hitting us very hard, so we're recruiting husbands and wives even to encourage the women. And then also, we used to do marriage camps. It's been on hold for at least 5 years because nobody's written any more new curriculum to come over and train our pastors and wives. So I'm looking for pastors and their wives, or even some of you that can teach men and women that are married, because I'm single and I can't write it, but to come over and write, help us train pastors and their wives who then will go out and do marriage seminars in all the villages. So if you are interested, please talk to me. Take one of the brochures. You can even talk to GMI. I'm recruiting. We need your help in Tanzania. So please pray about that. If you can't come, recruit. If you can't recruit, at least pray about it, that God would raise up all these people for all these needs in Tanzania. And I just want to thank you guys. It's been a great mission conference, and it's been fun to get to know a lot of you guys through all the events. And come see us in Tanzania. Thanks.